Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be Grand Old Opry. Hope you enjoy.
It's Grand Old Opry time, another big folk music show starring Cowboy Copas.
When the warship left Manila, sailing proudly over the sea. Island where they spent happy hours, making love to every pretty girl in there. When up steps a little sailor with his bright eyes all aglow, said, "Take a look at my gal's photograph." Then the sailors gathered round him just to look upon her face, smiling face. And he said, "I love my dark-faced Filipino. He's a Filipino, baby, he's a savior and my pet loving pen. But he's all bright and pretty, and her hair is black as jet. Oh, and it's so sweet as honey, and her heart is pure, I know, yes, I know." And he said, "I love my dark-faced Filipino." "I've come back to Caroline, South Caroline. I've come back to claim the only girl I love. And that night there was a wedding while the ships together drowned all around. And he wed his little Filipino baby. He's a Filipino baby, he's my savior and my pet loving pet. She's all bright and pretty, and her hair is black as jet. Oh, and it's so sweet as honey, and her heart is pure, I know, yes, I know, pure as gold. And he said, I love the dark-faced Filipino."
Well, thanks a lot, and a great big howdy to all our good friends and neighbors of the Grand Ole Opry. And from the looks of the crowd here at the Ryman in Nashville, Tennessee, I'd say the friends and neighbors were out in full force, Cowboy Copas, to see and hear you, Rod Brassfield, Minnie Pearl, the old Hickory Singer, String Bean, and the entire Opry gang. Yeah, and you can be pretty sure that there's a mighty big following from Polk County, Texas, here to say howdy to their favorite son, Moon Mullican. Well, Moon will be coming around the mountain in just a little while, friends. Just as soon as we've heard the latest from the gossip of Grinder Switch herself, here she is, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
I remember not long ago there was a girl at Grinder Switch. Her name is Bedelia Bugsbustle. And she wanted to get a new foundation. She's built just like a house. I think that girl is really happy. Uncle Nabob says Bedelia's one of them gals that's all hills and no valleys. But Bedelia got herself one of them foundation garments that's supposed to give her hourglass figure. She got it on. She said to her husband, she says, "How do you like my hourglass figure?" He says, "Well, if that's an hourglass figure, I never know time to drag, so." I tell you, girls with nice figures now, if you want to catch a fella, it ain't no crime to figure on your figure. I say, use what Mother Nature give you before Father Time messes it up.
Now, wait just a minute, Cousin Minnie. There are other things besides the feminine figure that attract the men. The way a girl is dressed, for instance.
Well, that just proves my point, Copas. The necklines are going down and the hemlines are coming up. Uncle Nabob says if the necklines get any further south and the hemlines get any further north, there's got to be a new Mason-Dixon line.
Hey, Cousin Minnie, I saw your Uncle Nabob in town today.
Well, how did he look? Where was he?
Oh, he was awful polite. You know,
He was in the cafe, and I rushed in there for a quick cup of coffee. And you know what your uncle said?
What'd he say?
Here, take my coffee. It's already saucered and blown.
Isn't that fine? He's so nice.
Oh, he was all dressed up, said he'd been to the photographer's to have his picture took.
Yes, that's so thoughty of Uncle Nate Bob. He's gonna get his picture took and give it to Aunt Ambrosie for a Christmas present.
Oh, Christmas present.
Yes.
Is it a surprise?
It sure is. She's expecting a fur coat.
No!
But I tell you, I got some news here from Grinder Switch. Brother, my brother got him a new job last week, but he had to quit on account of illness. The boss got sick of him. This here younger generation now, I'm telling you, even at Grindy Switch, these here young'uns, they're awful. Why, the other day, the teacher asked Jed Baker, his little old young'un, that youngest one, the teacher asked young Brindle Baker what legs was. And Brindle says legs is something that if you ain't got two pretty good ones, you can't get to first base. And neither can your sister. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do about my fella Hezzy. I told him the other night I was buying some lipstick that you can see in the dark. He said, don't waste your money. He says, don't you know that half the fun is looking for it? We had an awful sad thing happen at Grinder Switch this week, though. It was awful. Old Pap Winkle, he went over to the rock quarry where they are over there, blasting out some of the rock over there, and old Pap Winkle, he went in the little shanty they had there, and he sat down on a keg and lit up his cob pipe, and a fella run in there and yelled, hey, Pap, you're sitting on a keg of dynamite. Then old Pap says, well, I'll be blowed. And sure enough, he was.
A few weeks ago, Roy Acuff took his fine bunch of performers to Korea to entertain the troops over there. And as a sort of an extra special attraction, he took along the young fellow we've got here tonight as our extra special attraction. Here he is, neighbors, the piano playing-est, singing-est man we know, Moon Mullican! Yes!
Ah, glad to have you, Moon. But before you commence beating the fool out of that tall piano there, how about telling us a little bit about your trip to Korea?
Hope it's a great big pleasure. We had a wonderful time over there with all the guys. We played to some, possibly around a couple of 100,000 boys while we was over in Korea. We had a wonderful time. I wouldn't take nothing for the experience. I'd like to urge all of our kind of folks, all the folk music field, and anybody that hasn't been over there to say hello to them, to please go by and say hello to these guys.
Well,
everybody.
It sure was fine of you to go, Moon, and I know that the boys appreciated it just a whole heap. But now that you're back and here with us tonight, what are you going to sing for us, Moon?
Let's do one of our old favorites called the Cherokee Boogie.
Well, that couldn't be better. That's played and sung by Moon Mullican.
Long in the boogie, the white man's song. Say, hey, holy night.
Hey, holy night.
Hey, holy night.
Hey, holy night.
Hey, holy night. Oh, holy night. Hey, holy night. Well, he danced over here, he danced over there. Good with his four called Sandy Fair. Hey, holy night.
Hey, holy night.
Hey, holy night.
Hey, holy night.
Hey, holy night. Hey, holy night. Oh, holy night. He danced in the wall, but he keeps on taking his old time off. Hey, holy night.
Hey, holy night.
Hey, holy night.
Hey, holy night.
Hey, holy night. Hey, holy night. Oh, holy night. Well, he's a Cherokee chief, if you all might know. Just his boogie saying, now on your saying, hey, holy night.
Hey, holy night.
Hey, holy night.
Hey, holy night.
Hey, holy night. Oh, holy night.
Tommy Jackson, Hugh McFiblin, and Ernie Newton, Jerry Bird, Grady Martin, Nita Kerr, and Randy Hughes helping out. Here's a good old-fashioned square dance for y'all. Everybody, come on. doesn't need accordion in the background, friend. So that's our signal to sing one of the fine old sacred songs, one requested by our good buddy Moon Mullican. Here it is, titled, I Saw the Light. I wondered, though aimless, life filled with sin, I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Like a fool, I wandered astray. Straight is the gate and narrow the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside.
The old Hickory Singers are up next, and that means we're in for some mighty enjoyable old-time harmony. Tonight, the boys are singing In a Little Red Barn. Tennessee let its most important passenger out in front of the Ryman this afternoon, and so we're about to hear some pretty fancy tales from Rod Barfield.
Thank you, man. Thank you for that there fine music. Now, that there was just that much obliged. Hi, Miss Copus.
Hi, Rod.
I'm glad to see you. Hey, Copus, it's warm in here tonight, ain't it?
Yeah, pretty warm.
But you know it's going to turn cold. There's a cold spell on the way to Shore's World, because I stopped over at the Clarkston Hotel last night.
Is that right?
Yeah, and the manager was putting alcohol in all the radiators.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was so cold, when I got up this morning, my top coat was wearing my overcoat.
Oh. Hey, Rod, how's your Uncle Sipe and Aunt Sapp?
Oh, they're just fine, Copus. You know that's a fine woman, that Aunt Sapp. Is a wonderful woman, that Aunt Sapp.
Sure is.
Is a wonderful woman.
You know, Rod, I always wondered, how did Sipe come to get Aunt Sapp?
Well, Cope, he didn't come to get her. Her daddy come to get him.
Oh.
I've got to go. I've got so many things to do, Copus. I've got to get back down to the farm. I fired that there hard hand I had that is doing the milking.
Is that right?
Fired him. From now on, I'm just going to take things in my own hands.
Well,
Well, I tell you, before you go, Rod, I'd like to ask you a question.
What is it, Loy? What is it?
How can you tell a he-cow from a she-cow?
Oh, that's easy. The she-cow always carries a shopping bag. Well, see, I've got to go. Copas, you ain't seen my gal Susie lately, have you?
Well, no, haven't.
I've got to go buy her Christmas present. I don't know what to get. She's getting so doggone big and fat, I'm telling you. She's got to go on a diet.
Right?
Yeah, she's telling me about it. Said she had to go on a diet. She said to me, says, Rod, I used to eat lots of candy and sweets, but that's all behind me now.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, Susie, honey, so I noticed. Of course, I love fat women. I oughtn't to be talking about her.
You
I
do,
love man. Fat women, Cope. But yes, sir.
Like
that, well, they're so convenient.
Well, why?
Well, they keep you warm in the winter, and in the summer you can stand in the shade.
Oh.
I love to see a fat woman laugh myself, boy.
You do, huh?
Yeah, there's so much I'm happy at once.
Yeah.
You take Cope, you take old Susie there. That gal is so fat she has to wear automobile inner tubes for garters.
No. Sure enough.
Yeah, we went to a dance night before last and she had a blowout.
No.
I tell you, that gal is sure a good dancer, though, Cope.
She is.
Oh, that's one of the finest dancers Susie is. Shimmy?
Shimmy.
Oh, shimmy, I mean she can shimmy.
Is that right?
Of course, she's so big and fat, Cope. All she has to do is just walk right fast, stop right sudden, and just let nature take its course.
Ah, thank you, Rod. Well, I guess I'm like everybody else where good entertainment is concerned. So I'm looking forward to another team by our special guest, Moon Mullican. How about that, neighbor?
Thank you, Joe.
What you got for us now, Moon?
Cope, let's do one of our old favorites for all of our friends. I hope they like it. A little tune that was good to me called I'll Sail My Ship Along.
Couldn't be better, buddy.
Well, I'll sail my ship along, with all the dreams I own. Out across the ocean blue, I'll sail my ship along, to all the places home. And if it starts to sink, then I'll wait. We've been sweethearts far so long, but now you say we're through. The love we shared is just a memory. I had built a ship of dreams and planned them all for you. But now I guess what is to be will be.
Everybody is your neighbor on this one thing you can rely. They'll all come to you and never leave you saying, y'all come see us by and by. Y'all come.
Y'all come.
Y'all come.
Y'all come.
Oh, y'all come see us when you can.
Y'all come.
Y'all come.
Y'all come.
Oh, y'all come see us when you can. folks are coming, they're coming by the dozen deep, and everything to hay. And right after dinner, they don't look any thinner, and here's what you hear them say. Y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come.
Oh, y'all come see us when you can. Y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come.
Oh, y'all come see us when you can. Grandma's wishing they'd all come to the kitchen and help do the dishes right away. But they all start leaving, even though she is grieving, you can still hear Grandma say, y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come.
Oh, y'all come see us when you can.
Well, I'd kind of like to sing a ballad for you now, friends. One that we recorded about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and one that I hope you'll enjoy. This one's titled, A Heartbreak Ago. Heartbreaking Daddy, they call me. And I'm paying. That was just a heartbreak ago. A heartbreak ago. The sun was so bright. A heartbreak ago. The moon shone at night. How things have changed.
United States Armed Forces Radio Service. Thank you.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.